Think about what a courtroom is, really. It is the most serious machine a society has ever built for deciding what is true, not what is popular, not what we wish, what actually happened. Someone's freedom can depend on it. And for centuries, one of its most trusted materials was the recording, a photograph, a document, a voice on tape. Seeing was believing, even in a court of law. That is now breaking in two directions at once. In one, fabricated evidence walks in the front door, a video of a witness saying words they never said, text messages that were never sent, built by AI and offered as real. In one case, a woman sat in jail for 2 days over messages a machine invented. In another, a judge caught a video exhibit that was entirely fake. But the second direction is the one that should worry us more, because it needs no fake at all. It is the moment a lawyer stands up and says, "How do we know that recording is real? Anything can be AI now." And just like that, genuine evidence loses its power, not because it was disproven, but because doubt itself became a weapon. Once we believe everything could be fake, we lose the ability to be convinced by what is true. That is the quiet danger of this whole era, seen in its sharpest form. We worry about machines telling us lies. The deeper harm is that machines can make us believe nothing, that in a world where any proof can be forged, we stop trusting proof altogether, and a society that cannot agree on what happened cannot hold anyone to account. But here is what endures. The court's real strength was never the tape. It was the human process around it, the demand to know where evidence came from, who handled it, why someone might lie, test it out loud by people whose job is to doubt carefully rather than doubt everything. The machine can fake the artifact. It cannot fake a provenance that holds up to questioning. Our task, as the fakes get better, is not to believe less. It is to ask better, to move from, "Could this be fake?" to, "Show me where it came from." That discipline is old, it is human, and it is still the thing that finds the truth. This case was examined at warrior.ai. It's worth visiting warrior.ai for more cases built by AI and by people willing to misuse it, simply so you know before it happens to you.